Unit 8. Part B. Exercise 3.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen. My local bank branch is closing. Now I'll have to go miles to find another branch. Or I have to change my bank.
Yes, banks are closing thousands of branches all over the country.
I don't know what my old neighbour, Mrs. Gray, will do. She doesn't know anything about online banking, and it'll be hard for her to go such a long way to another branch.
All the same, I can understand the banks. Lots of people are moving their banking online and going to local branches, much less often. The banks have to cut costs and save money.
Well, you work for a bank, Ken, so of course you say that. But what about the customers? I still want to go to a branch, and I know other people who do too. It's okay to do everyday transactions on my smartphone, but there are always bigger things that I need help or advice with. A loan, for example. There's nothing like talking to a real person in a real bank.
You're right, Amira. You've put your finger on the problem for banks. They can't afford to keep the branches, but they don't want to lose customers, and customers want to keep the branches. On the other hand, customers also complain a lot about them. The long waiting times, the unfriendly staff, and so on.
That's because a lot of branches are old. The banks don't look after them because they know they're going to close half of them in a few years.
True, but I think that with technology, things will change in the future. I saw a video the other day about a futuristic modern branch. First, a banking app tells customers what the waiting time is in different branches. Then, customers arrive, there are bank staff who greet them at the door and ask them what they need. And while they wait, there are interactive screens and staff who can advise them.
That's the right way to go. Don't close down the branches, but reinvent them for the modern customer in a digital world.